me. Help me. Help me out. It's What Should I Do, crew, on 94.5 PST.
PST listener Jake's here, and he feels like he's getting bossed around in bed. Oh, right, Jake? What is up with that?
That makes me sound like a wimp, but it's kind of how I'm feeling right now. I just got engaged, and I feel like my girlfriend, or as now I can say fiance, is a different person in bed. And I don't know what's going on.
And she's being bossy in bed, you said?
Yeah, it's a little intimidating.
All right, I'm going to ask you to keep this a little PG, but I do need an example. So, like, what does she do? Is it, like, you know, position stuff?
Oh, Joe, we can't ask that. But I'm actually curious, too.
I don't mind telling you. It's what she's saying in bed.
So, like, dirty talk, right? No. Is that what we're going for here?
Oh, my God.
Not exactly. It's more like she's giving me directions and... You know, this is actually in and out of bed. Like, I want you to be more aggressive, or I want you to dirty talk to me. It's like she's directing me. I got to be honest, it's bruising my ego. Like, is she not happy with our sex life?
Well, actually, I mean, that may not be it at all.
Well, she's been married before, so I guess I'm feeling a little inferior with all the directions all of a sudden. Like, she never did this before.
Hmm. Maybe she just needs to read one of those girly magazines, you know, and try something. Maybe she picked it up from there. Maybe she is, right?
That's what I wanted to ask. Like, why is she doing this? Is she not happy, or could it be something else? I don't want to keep feeling less, you know?
Oh, we hear you. Do me a favor, hang on. We're going to go open the phones and get some advice for you, okay?
I'm just wondering if I made a mistake by proposing, honestly.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on. Don't say that, yeah.
Okay, on hold.
So what's interesting to me about this is it's all of a sudden. You know what I mean?
He perceives it as all of a sudden, yes.
That now she's directing him in bed.
Do you think?
I wonder if he's made changes. Maybe not even realizing it.
I was going to ask that question. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe I got to be honest. I'm not really sure about this. You just want to open the phones?
Yes.
All right. So what should he do here? Give us a call right now at 609-243-9778 or hit us up in the 94.5 PST app.
94.5 PST. We're doing What Should I Do, crew?
Jake's all kind of upset because he proposed to his girlfriend and now he says he's getting bossed around in bed. Not all guys would hate that.
Well, the way he described it was, yeah. And he pointed out a couple of subtle things. He said, this won't be her first marriage, he said.
So I think he's feeling a little inferior.
And wondering, is this what she does in a marriage?
Or I think he's thinking, am I not measuring up to what she had? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Michelle in, South Philly, Joe, your neighborhood.
My neighbor.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
What do you think he should do?
Well, I think he either switched on her and he's not realizing that he's not
hitting
the areas, but or she's just trying to spice things up for marriage. You know, that's a huge step. You want to make sure that it's spicy.
Right? Michelle, there really is nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, we probably all should be communicating more in bed and getting what we want.
Absolutely. I would definitely say something to her like, hey, like, what's going on? Or try and go along with her. See what's going on. If she doesn't like how you're talking back to her, then I would address it.
And she'll give you more feedback. Thanks, Michelle.
You know, Joe, really, seriously, this could be a major compliment to him the more I think about this. If she's comfortable enough with him, and maybe this ring kind of solidified that, you know, now they're each other's people. You know what I mean? And she's comfortable enough to really, truly tell him what she wants in bed. That's the ultimate compliment to him.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
Well, seriously. You want to ask him how he feels if it's a compliment?
I kind of think this isn't an awful thing.
Do you think that's a compliment?
I'd like to think that, but no, I have not been taking it as a compliment.
But you know what, though? Jake, really? I would not think of this as a terrible thing. I mean, obviously, you need to communicate with her, but if you're getting married, you need to start communicating with her. She might be feeling the ultimate comfort with you, and now that you've proposed, she's like, okay, I'm good.
I
can say what I want. You know what I mean? This may not be a bad thing at all.
This may be who she's always been.
Yeah, I just wish what she wanted wasn't so different from what I've been.
I hear you, but I think this is the perfect time to really start communicating if you guys are getting married.
Okay. All right.
And if not, menage a trois.
Stop it.
So the crew on 94.5 PST, I'm Gianna. So we're all heading back to school, or some of us already have gone back to school, and maybe you're finishing up that back to school shopping, but we want to help you out with a $500 Visa gift card and give you some hall pass cash. It's sponsored by Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington. Experience the difference online and on Route 202. Get in the PST app to enter.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
Guest Star Week rolling on Can't Beat Chris. And we're calling the host of Appy Hour because she's kind of cool. And I said kinda, kinda and cool. I meant, oh my God, I didn't mean that
Andy,
in the way it came out.
Correct him.
I'm offended. I'm so offended. Let's start over.
No, we're going to leave that actually because I want everyone to know that I'm apologetic. The coolest host of Appy Hour, weekdays at 12 here on PST. It's Andy. Have you been studying for your big moment here?
No, I'm nervous. I'm scared. I am not smarter than a fifth grader. I like have a hard time remembering facts about my own life, so we'll see how this goes.
Well, meet your opponent. Maybe she has a better memory. It's Lauren in Ewing. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
So, Lauren, we're going to put Andy on hold. Andy will not hear your answers when we ask you three questions. Then we'll bring Andy back and we'll see who gets more right, okay?
Okay.
All right, first question. Miley Cyrus was just honored as a Disney legend. What was the name of the show she starred on as a teenager on the Disney Channel?
Hannah Montana.
Do you want to lock that in?
I do. I was a big fan.
I think we all were. Question number two. Which legendary comedian reprised his role as Ron Burgundy from Anchorman to roast Tom Brady during the Greatest Roast of All Time special?
No idea.
Okay, we can pass. You want to pass?
Yeah, pass.
Question number three. Olivia Rodrigo is currently on her world tour. What is the name of that tour? I'll give you a hint. It's named after her second album.
Into it.
Do you want to lock in into it?
Yeah.
All right, we locked that in. We're going to get Andy back on the line. Can't Beat Chris is powered by Legoland Discovery Center Philadelphia. Jump into a world of creativity, color, and playful learning. Info and tickets at philadelphia.legolanddiscoverycenter.com. All right, Andy, were you doing some last minute studying over there?
No, I'm just sweating profusely.
All right, that's valid too.
Lauren from Pop Crush Night said she was sweating during this as well. I don't know if you guys need better air conditioning or what in the morning, but this is all in fun. Here we go.
I'm kind of hot at my house, so.
Here we go. First question for Andy. Miley Cyrus was just honored as a Disney legend. What was the name of the show she starred in as a teenager on the Disney Channel?
Hannah Montana.
You both said Hannah Montana, and you guys are both correct.
Off to a strong start on both sides, so we're tied 1-1. Question number two for Andy. Name the legendary comedian who reprised his role as Ron Burgundy from Anchorman to roast Tom Brady during the Greatest Roast of All Time special.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Wait, why do I keep thinking Will Smith, and that's so, so wrong? Oh, my God. I'm
going to
go, I don't know, Will Smith is so wrong, but I'm
going to
stick with it because I know, like, maybe Will is in there.
Okay, well, Andy said Will Smith. Lauren gave that one a pass. The correct answer, Andy, you're going to kick yourself. Will Ferrell was correct.
Question number three. Olivia Rodrigo is currently on her world tour. It's named after her second album. Give me either the tour title or the album title.
Guts.
Andy said Guts. Lauren said Into It. The Guts World Tour is correct, so that is a point for Andy.
All right. We're back on track.
Andy ends with a score of 2. Lauren and Ewing ends with a score of 1. That means Andy has beaten Lauren.
That's so sad.
Hey, good game. Good game. I'm Lauren from Ewing, and I can't beat Andy.
Even though you didn't beat Andy, we still got a prize for you. A pair of passes to see a screening of the movie Usher. Rendezvous in Paris. It's in select theaters September 12th through the 15th. The movie captured during Paris Fashion Week. The film features hits including Yeah, My Boo, Love in the Club, and more from Usher's 30-year career. See participating theaters and get tickets now at usherinparis.com. But hang on, Lauren, because we got the pair for you for free.
Thank you.
All right, Andy. We'll do this again next year, as we always do around the same time. But we'll talk to you starting at 12 today, okay?
Sweet.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So Jason and Travis Kelce just sold their New Heights podcast to Amazon for $100 million. I feel like a lot of podcasts are kind of teaming up with these big companies now. And honestly, this is the best way that I feel like Jason could spend his first year of retirement. Like, he's kind of killing it. So, yeah, they're going to be on Amazon Podcast now, which is really exciting for them. Megan Thee Stallion accidentally may have revealed her new boyfriend. It seems like she's dating an NBA player, Torrey Craig. And on social media, they did the couples challenge. So they haven't really hard launched each other, but maybe that was their hard launch, or maybe it was accidental. Who knows? Or maybe they just don't play into the hard launch thing. Maybe that's just below Megan Thee Stallion. Either way, I think it's kind of cute. This was cracking me up yesterday. So there were pictures that went viral of Ben Affleck. He was smiling ear to ear while he was picking up his DoorDash order off of his front porch. It looks like he ordered Jack in the Box for himself. And it's literally the happiest that anybody's seen him since before the divorce with J-Lo. Maybe he's just happy he didn't have to pay for her food too. Because, you know, Uber Eats can kind of get expensive. I don't care how much money you have or if you live in a multi-million dollar house. It gets a little expensive. Those delivery fees kind of add up. But that was totally cracking me up yesterday. There you go. There's the scoop.
Chris and the Crew on 94.5 PST.
It's Chris, Joe, and Gianna. We're the crew. All right, you guys. We haven't done this in a while. Do Dump Mary.
Some may call it FMK. We have to call it the radio friendly version. Thought I would clarify that.
Agreed. All right. So we have some different categories.
All right. What's the first one?
First one is hot actors. You ready? Joe, this is up Chris Rollins' alley.
And Joe's probably.
And maybe
up
Joe's.
Chris Rollins' alley, if you know what I mean.
Bye. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Brad Pitt, Ben Affleck, Ryan Gosling.
I think you're going to be surprised at my answers.
Ben Affleck.
We have to write them out. Okay, so
I had to write it out. I can't remember.
Brad Pitt, Ben Affleck, Ryan Gosling.
Got it.
Joe, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go ahead, Chris.
Got it. Oh, yeah.
I think everyone's going to be totally shocked with my answers. I would.
I got him.
I'm ready.
I have this quick.
Go ahead,
this
Joe.
Was quick
you,
for me.
You right. go. This wasn't.
Marry Brad Pitt. Because eventually he'll just leave me for someone younger anyway. It'd be fine.
Okay.
Dump Ben Affleck, because, I mean, he's troubled. And do Ryan Gosling.
I don't think he's troubled. I think Jennifer Lopez is making him troubled.
He's always been troubled.
I think he's both troubled.
I would actually marry Ben Affleck.
What?
And this is where...
His marriages don't go well, no, historically.
But that's not... I don't know if that's necessarily his fault.
Okay, true.
I think it's her fault.
I would blame Jen
but
as well.
But anyway, see, this is... Because I think I... Dump both Brad Pitt and Ryan Gosling. Neither of them do it for me.
Ryan Gosling?
Yes. This is what I'm telling you. I'm on team Ryan Reynolds, not Ryan Gosling.
No, I love.
Oh, God. No.
I think Ryan Gosling
nobody
a
ever.
Weird. Says me. This is why I'm telling you. I told you you were not going to agree with me.
You're a bizarre woman.
I guess I would do Brad Pitt and dump Gosling.
See, okay. I have do Brad Pitt, marry Ryan Gosling, dump Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck's on my nerves, man.
Yeah,
he's really on my nerves.
He's not on my nerves. Jennifer Lopez is on my nerves.
Well, Jennifer Lopez is always on my nerves.
Stop. I like her.
She is always on my nerves.
So what's the next one? I love myself.
The next one is annoying celebrities.
Ooh, okay.
Celebrities just irk everybody. You
Must
guys ready?
Yeah.
Kanye West.
Ugh.
Elon Musk.
Ugh.
Will Smith.
Oh, Gianna.
Gianna, this is actually disgusting.
It's supposed to be hard.
Do Dumb Mary is what we're doing here on 94.5 PST.
I think.
Well, this is easy for me, actually. I'm going to do Will Smith. Okay, he's kind of hot.
Jada won't stop you either.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? That's true.
Exactly. I wouldn't get in trouble.
You would not. There's nothing wrong with that.
You're right. I would dump Kanye because he's a nutcase. And Elon does have a lot of money. So I'll marry Elon.
I have... God, I'm embarrassed even. I have do Kanye.
Can we isolate Dude, that audio?
Kanye. Marry Elon.
Of course.
He's got a lot of money. Yep. He's got a lot of money. I'll take all his Tesla money.
You're dumping Will?
Will, I don't like the aggressiveness at the Oscars. I feel like he's too aggressive.
He's a little arrogant too, I think.
Kanye, like, I feel like you could just put him on mute at some point. I'd rather deal with his, like, mouth than the actual, like, punching that Will Smith did. So.
Okay, all right. I guess I can see it. Joe?
Mine is also completely different. I would actually marry Kanye because, again, he'll just dump me ultimately anyway.
Marry Kanye?
That's a lot of work.
I'm going to dump Elon because I have morals and I won't just take him for his money.
You have morals?
I have morals.
Okay. I don't,
and,
I guess.
And I'll do Will.
I guess we don't.
Yeah, you both would take Elon, but like he's crazy.
He has Twitter
money.
Twitter and Tesla money. Come on now.
Come on.
Yeah, you both are sellouts is what you both are because you don't agree with everything he
Absolutely
says.
Absolutely a sellout if you have that much money.
We're going to keep doing this. Do, don't marry here on 94.5 PST. Round two coming up. We're doing Do, Dump, or Marry here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris, Joe, and Gianna.
Some may call it FMK. Just wanted to be clear.
True. This is
we
the...
We can't say that.
FMK stands
so
for,
just but, the radio-friendly version.
Do, Dump, Marry.
All right. So the next category, I guess we can call it, hot singers.
Ooh.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Did you put Harry on this list?
Harry Styles.
Of course. Oh,
Nick Jonas. Ooh. Shawn Mendes.
All right, I think you're going to be upset with me, Gianna.
Oh, God,
but
Chris.
I'm gonna do Shawn Mendes. I'm gonna dump Harry Styles.
He doesn't
do it for me. Sorry,
I'm dumping you as my friend,
and I'm gonna marry Nick Jonas. He seems like a really great husband. You know, he's got Priyanka as his wife. They have the little baby. They look adorable. This is an easy one for me.
I'm intrigued if Gianna's gonna marry Harry or she's gonna do him. That's the real question.
Are you revealing?
You want me to go?
Yeah, I
want
to hear this.
All right. I have do Nick Jonas, marry Harry Styles, dump Shawn Mendes. Mm.
Dump him.
Shawn Mendes doesn't do it for me.
Oh, I think he is so hot.
He's a conventionally attractive guy.
He's like it.
But he just doesn't do it for me. Mm.
I would do very naughty things with Shawn Mendes. I would marry Harry Styles because I think he... probably be a decent husband.
I think he's wonderful.
The Joe Bros do nothing for me. So
really,
whatever you got to do. Yeah. Best husbands.
Mm. Yeah,
how come we're not agreeing on any of these? You
that's
guys?
Good. That means we won't fight over men.
This is true.
In our single lady era, we'll share well.
This is true. As if we'll have our pick of the litter of any of these people. Anyway,
last category.
Last category is ugly hot guys. So if you don't know what ugly hot is, it means it's like. People who are hot, but you don't really know why. Okay. So you'll kind of understand once I reveal who's in this category. All right, we have Pete Davidson, Russell Brand.
Oh, Katy Perry's ex.
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh.
This one was a no-brainer for me.
So I'm going to marry Shia LaBeouf.
What?
I'm going to dump Russell Brand.
Okay.
And I got to see if it's true about Pete. So I'm doing Pete Davidson.
Okay.
Joe, we actually agree on one of them. So I'm going to do Shia LaBeouf. I don't think he is ugly at all. I think he is hot. Dumping Russell Brand. He's just a weirdo and he didn't treat Katie well. And yeah, I think I'm with you with the whole Pete Davidson thing. Although I'm going to marry him.
You're going to marry him.
Yeah, I think he's very low-key.
Yeah, well, until he gets,
I'm very...
He's had his legal trouble. And then I'll have him, there for the long haul if I marry him.
That's true. Yeah, you'd get that, what he's poking out there.
Get it.
Gotcha. I have do Shia LaBeouf, marry Pete Davidson, dump Russell Brand. Yeah. I'll never forgive Russell Brand.
That was our closest one.
When Katy Perry, when she had that documentary drop, and there was those backstage videos of him filing for divorce over text before she went on stage.
He was awful.
And I'm not even the biggest Katy Perry fan, but
he's kind of weird too.
He's an odd man.
Yeah, he is odd.
Oh, honorable mention, Johnny Depp. If you had to put him in any one, if you had to pick one.
Do.
Not marry?
No, do. He's a little weird too.
He's become
a little weird over the years.
I love his weirdness, though.
But he's hot. Like, Joe, what was yours?
I can't even think of him as a person, so I don't really care.
I can't lie.
Dump.
Well, then dump.
Dump.
Him.
Yeah.
Dump. Don't waste my energy.
I would marry him. I love his weirdness. I do. Edward Scissorhands. It just does it for me. It does.
Okay.
Chris and the crew. 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the crew's Daily Scoop.
So Ben Affleck has kind of been going viral because there was pictures of him on his front porch when he was picking up a DoorDash order, and he is smiling from ear to ear. Kind of just looks like he's taking the divorce really well. People were making memes and stuff, and it was like, oh, when you don't have to pay for your significant other's meal when you DoorDash after you break up. So I feel like he was kind of feeling those good vibes. Unfortunately, now J-Lo is kind of... Not winning in this situation because he looks so happy. But yeah, those memes are kind of cracking me up yesterday. Also, Pizza Hut unveiled a new pizza box that's also a table. So it's kind of for people who move into a new place and they haven't set up their furniture or anything yet. They're offering it at a handful of locations. It's not anywhere around here yet. It's Dallas, Charlotte, and Orlando. But if you're moving to Dallas, Charlotte, and Orlando, maybe you'll have a place to eat your first meal in your new home, right? There you go. There's the scoop.
Chris and the crew. 94.5 PST.
I'm in one of those ingredient households. It's Chris and Joe and Gianna. We're the crew on 94.5 PST. Your number one hit music station. Have you ever heard of this? Living in an ingredient household?
Basically, if you live in a house and either it's your house or your parents' house or whatever it is, and your only snacks are kind of things like maybe chocolate chips, some granola, maybe a cucumber here
things
and there.
That you can make a recipe with,
it means
right?
You basically just don't have any pre-made food or any pre-made snacks. So some people are kind of talking about growing up in ingredient households online. It's like, yeah, if I had to sneak downstairs as a kid for a midnight snack, I would grab a handful of chocolate chips or something like that and call it a day.
I hated this when I was babysitting when I was a teenager because, you know, the kids would finally go to bed. You'd have the TV to yourself. You'd go in the kitchen to get a snack and it's like, oh.
Chocolate chips.
There's no snacks. Yeah.
There's no chips. There's no cheese sticks. Like, where are the cheese sticks? How are people living without having cheese sticks in their house? I don't want a peach as a snack. I don't want a carrot that I have to sit there and, you know, cut and dip it in, what, make a dip for it. I'm not sitting there making tzatziki at 1 a.m. to try and dip my stuff in.
You need easy snacks.
Some people don't do that, though.
Doesn't everybody have, like, a snack cabinet?
I grew up with a snack cabinet, but apparently some people... don't.
It was always above our stove. And it's funny because I made that my cabinet in my house after I left home. There was always chips, like bags of snacks above our stove. You know those little cabinets? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The bigger cabinets. And then you go above your stove and there's two little cabinets.
Yeah.
Right there is where you ever come to my house?
That's where it is.
That's where the good stuff is stashed.
See, in my house, that's where we keep all extra supplies because we're all short and we can't really reach that cabinet. So we don't really keep anything of value up there. It's like everything you need once a year. Like random tongs to grill or something. But I grew up with like a box in my house and we still have a box and it's just of all of our snack foods.
Like what's in there right now?
There's goldfish in there. Mm. There's Twizzlers in there.
Twizzlers?
I love Twizzlers.
Ew.
There's, I don't know. There's a lot of other stuff. Just lots of chips and stuff. My friends, when we were growing up, would call it the fat box because they were like, it's all the best snacks in the world. Like, it's the best.
Our snack cabinet, always, there's a staple that's always in there. See if you agree. There is always tortilla chips up there.
Us too.
Because you can do so many things with tortilla chips.
Well, think about it too.
You can make nachos. You can crunch them up and put them on a salad. You can, I don't know, you can do a bunch of stuff with it.
One of the best snacks ever is just tortilla chips and cheese. Just microwave that. Oh my God. Yeah. But see, that's not something you would find in an ingredient household. You'd have to like make the tortilla chips by hand.
Nah.
Nobody's doing that.
Not doing that.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.